covering the College World Series. I don't want it to be the way they want it. This town, this rock, this crowd, come on, put them up, let me hear it loud. This town, this city, this crowd, stand up on your feet for your very town. And every one of you all around, come on, y'all, let's take this town.
We want to gonna score. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to week 10 of college baseball, joined by the whole gang here. And as a reminder, go check out Home Field Apparel. All of the packs have dropped. We've got new hats. We've got new gear, thanks to Home Field. And Kentucky has shown up.
Yeah, Mr. Harris, thank you for a nice little gift in the mail yesterday. So go Kentucky.
So the two winners of the $75 gift card for Home Field Apparel are going to be Danny Bonaventure, who is a Tulane Green Wave fan and alum, and then BJ Gray, who Texas Longhorns down. Sorry, but the baseball logo for Texas is pretty sick. So I have to give you some props there. So congratulations to y'all too, and then thank you all for everybody that retweeted that post and reposted, whatever we're calling it now. If it's not Twitter, I guess you don't tweet. But boys, pretty loaded slate, I guess. The lines kind of suck, which we'll get into. I feel like it's either going to be a lot of chalk, a lot of parlays, or could be a lot of outright upsets. So before we get into it, how's everybody doing?
It's good. I got my jersey on. It's, you know, I was a little apprehensive to feel it because it's like an old pullover, but extremely comfortable. It's perfectly cut. Like, you never know if you've never tried a jersey on. Like, certain jerseys are athletic fit or loose, or like you never know how to order them. But we got our two. Yeah. Smitty and Nick's are coming. We're working on that. Get those guys squared away. I think Nick said he's going to get the
I do got a little just – Home Field Apparel, Vandy.
Kentucky and Vandy.
Hey, listen, I was told to wear Home Field Apparel. Hey, I like these two teams. They play small ball. I like small ball there. So Vandy, Kentucky, but couldn't really match anything. Yeah, the color, I'll tell you, I don't think I could pick anybody up at a bar right now if I was single with my color outfit here, but oh well.
The two teams I hate the most is what Smitty's got on right now. I got the old school retro kind of Tennessee Home Field Apparel hat. It's pretty nice. Very comfortable. So yeah, definitely excited for this weekend though. Talked about the matchups. It's going to be a good one. And just to remind everybody, a lot of the series do start tonight because Easter Sunday. So in case you're not paying attention and normally you don't make bets until like Friday morning or Friday afternoon, make sure you get them in today because today, probably half or maybe 75% of the series start today.
Yeah, I think everybody's a little thrown off because I usually get all the SEC pitching probables and I have not gotten those. They typically come out Thursday with all the games starting here this afternoon, this evening. Real quick, Brick says I was snubbed. Sorry. Your chances were good. I think there were only like 25 people that were actually qualified to win. And my six-year-old picked two numbers that coincided with positioning in the retweet line, and he picked 6 and 20. So congratulations again to y'all too. Go check it out. Insiders 20, get 20% off. I think all the packs have released now, right, Q?
Yeah, all the packs, they did 20 this year, and then there was like 15 last year. I think there's 35 total.
And I can actually pull those up.
You can expect more next year. Like, it's doing super great in sales. I mean, everybody's jumping all over them for a growing sport. You know, we're getting Nick Smitty one. Nick's just got to pick, does he want the Vols or the Lady Vols? The Lady Vols actually looks better than
the baby blue with the orange.
It's fire. But – like I said, before we jump in, they're super comfortable, like perfect cut. not too heavy. You get weird about like old jerseys. Like it's not wool or anything like that. I mean, they're pretty money. So we're excited to have them. I know the 11.7 boys got them. We got them. We're going to be wrapping them out in Omaha. I mean, all four of us will have them. It's going to be a blast. But there's 20 of the 35 that they released. But I'll tell you right now, the best jersey hat combo is Pitt. I mean, just knocked it out of the park, in my opinion.
Ah, see, I think I'm going Michigan State or UConn.
Okay, Nick?
The hook C with UConn. I wish the jersey had a little bit more, like maybe some pins, but
Clemson was up there for me, too.
Spartans.
I think Indiana State one, it's just because it's so different, like with the actual state, and then it says state right after, and then the hat is nice.
You know, I'll be honest, I was the first to forget they had red in their uniform, because you never think. Right now, they're just kind of like blue, silver, gray, and white, and you always forget that they had red back in the
day. Yeah, they definitely don't anymore. But no, yeah, back in the day, that's nice.
Yeah. All right, Smitty, round us out. Final pick.
He wants the bandy one, guaranteed.
Well, it's
Pittsburgh Pirates old hat.
Well, it's tough. It's tough. You know, I like the Pitt with the legend Rob Garvey being a close friend. Clemson, I liked.
Leader.
And I kind of was with what Nick said. I kind of was looking at that Indiana State. I think that's a little different.
Can we give a Kansas shout out though to the Road Gray? Like that stands out to me. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's not a bad looking one.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Smitty didn't go Michigan and Nick go Notre Dame. I mean, those both look good.
He's only a tennis and football Notre Dame fan.
Tennis. The Notre Dame one's too similar. I think it doesn't look like old school enough, I don't think. Like it's just kind of similar to what their jerseys are now.
Well, that's because they never changed their logo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Texas A&M.
I don't. I don't like maroon.
All right.
Keep that ugly maroon away from me.
Okay. I'll keep my thoughts to myself.
I know I had to. Just
loved it. Loved it.
The Mississippi State, the Texas A&M, all that maroon, just
I do wish Arkansas brought back that A, though. That is, like, for a retro night, that hat is actually.
Yeah. Still the best one they've ever done, I still say, is Tulane. The Tulane pack they did last year.
Yeah. The jersey of Tulane is second. Yeah,
those were so nice.
Yes.
I wish Arkansas had a scripted font uniform. I think when the Gators wear theirs, it's the script Gators. I think that's so clean looking.
Yeah.
We look boring. Okay. Let's get into these top matchups. Starting tonight, Auburn, Texas. This is a good one because you got Jared Spencer going against Sam Dutton, who I assume is going to be the starting rotation unless they pitch off of him. Website makes Texas -174. Auburn coming in off the series sweep against LSU look really good. RPI 5, strength of schedule 2. Texas, I don't know. I'm not buying them yet completely. I know Schloss is a great coach. The analytics, which, hey, hats off to Mr. Harris and his Kentucky Wildcats, because the Cats did it all year long last year. They defied all the analytics, whatever they said. Texas is just not a top 20 team in either one of teams here or weighted runs created. So until then, I've just got to continue to go by what the analytics say. However, Texas is favored here. Can I interest you guys in Auburn +154? Do you think Texas takes all three of these games?
You're not going to get me on the series for Auburn. They could prove me wrong, but here's the thing. They were at home last week. Big matchup against LSU. They take the sweep. Screams letdown weekend. Like, Texas is defying the odds. I think what matters is if Auburn played this at home and it was back-to-back home series, I think you're able to carry the momentum and really compete for another weekend series win. But then nobody believed you to win the series, let alone sweep against LSU. Then you have to travel to Texas, where everybody, to include myself, thought Schloss was going to kind of struggle this year. But game one, like, it's kind of a wash, you know, between the two pitchers. But then the series being in Austin is to me the deciding factor. Texas played sloppy baseball last weekend. I think they cleaned it up. I like Texas to win this series, and I probably would take them to win tonight. I think this is, like I said, a little letdown spot. I think Auburn will get one of them, probably this Sunday, in my opinion.
Here's the problem with this slate is you're getting a lot of, like, Auburn plus 170 right now on DraftKings, Texas minus 220. There's no value in playing Auburn plus 170 because they should be around plus 174.
Yeah.
And Texas 220, you don't want to lay that. So I try to do more like straight bets, but this may be a two-team parlay weekend for me.
Yeah.
Nick, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I think I got to take Texas to win the series. I think Q said it where it's like the letdown part, but I'm also – I've been fading Auburn all year and just kind of waiting on that weekend when kind of last year's Auburn team shows up. And I don't think it's going to happen. Like, this is a much different team this year. Like, Ike Iris being fully healthy. Bub Terrell is on a freaking tear right now. So that top of the lineup is very dangerous. They're young. I think they're starting three freshmen. So they've been impressive. However, like, I do believe in Texas. I know the metrics kind of don't say it, but at some point you have to say, like, they just keep winning games. And at some point that matters more than stats do. Like, and they haven't been kind of low series. They swept Georgia. It took 2 or 3 against LSU. And now they're home again. So I lean Texas in this series. I think they win the series. I think Auburn could steal one, but I think Matt said it right about like the price. This is not a price I want to pay for Texas, especially like knowing that it has to be a parlay piece. I don't want to lay 220 against and like fade Sam Dutton, who has been like recently a top 5 pitcher in the SEC. So I can't do that today. So this is a stay away today. I will probably look at tomorrow. I think tomorrow is probably where you kind of play. I think with Harrison on the hill facing, I would assume it's going to be Cade Fisher. I think that's more likely where if you use Texas in a parlay spot would be tomorrow.
And then it jumps to minus 200. See, same thing happened last weekend with LSU and Auburn. I think I was the only one that thought LSU would lose game one because Sam Dutton obviously gives Auburn the best chance of winning.
Yep.
Again, kind of like going up against Cade Anderson. Can he do it against Jared Spencer? If this is the best price you're going to get and you think Auburn's going to take game one or take a game, you kind of have to bet it game one, or at least that's my thought. Smitty?
Yeah, you know, Texas really good at home, 17-3. You know, shocking last week. I can't believe Auburn swept LSU, especially the pitching. I mean, they only gave up 8 total runs in that whole series and won midweek 4-3-2. So pitching has been good where, you know, their pitching was given up a lot early and they could score a lot of runs. I'd like to see what the over-under is going to be in this tonight. I think that's something maybe I'll take a glance at. But, yeah, I mean, this it's a money line parlay piece or just a complete stay off. But I think Texas wins the series. I kind of agree. I think it's a 2-1.
This got to be, Nick, you pretty good at pricing. Probably 10.
Yeah, I would say 10.5 or a very juiced under 11.5. But I would probably guess 10.5, especially at Texas in that ballpark.
All right, next up, we've got Virginia, Florida State. This probably should have been what was going to decide the ACC this series. Really hadn't worked out that way, but we've got some pitchers in here. I need to confirm these, but it looks like they're throwing off everybody. Bradley Hodges versus John Abraham. Has anybody seen that to confirm?
Not officially.
No, I have not. I saw Evan Blanco's out of the series.
Yeah.
All right, I'll look it up.
I'll look it up in a second.
What are your thoughts on this one, Q?
You know, I really don't know. Like,
that is correct. Bradley Hodges, John Abraham. There you go.
UVA's looked really good over the past like 3 weeks, and then they dropped just a nasty game against Liberty. Liberty's beat them both times this year. So now it kind of makes you wonder, like, is Liberty just that good? Because UVA has been playing good as of late, or did they just catch Virginia sleeping, looking forward to the trip to Tallahassee? I think this is a close series because I think outside of Alex Lodice, like, Florida State still doesn't have a ton offensively to offer. They're going to be able to hit against Virginia pitching, who just kind of hasn't fully figured it out. But Virginia, I think, has the ability to hit John Abraham just as well. I mean, we know what their offense can be, and they've started to do it more consistently. The problem is their pitchers have put them in a 4-1 hole early in the game, and they've had a battle back. If they can somehow find any consistency on the mound, I think Virginia stands a chance to win the series. And this will be a major get for them. I think they're slated as a 2 seed right now, but you don't want to lose series and then fall as a 3 seed. And they have them in the Coastal and region right now. And Coastal's not a team, if I'm Virginia, I'd want to play.
Nick?
So I think Virginia needs to win this. They are, like, on the bubble right now. I think they were, like, D1 baseball had them one of the last three in. Their RPR right now is 84. 1-5 in Q1. 7-10 in Q1 and Q2. The only good game, like the only Q1 win this year, is last weekend against NC State that they won 8-6 and then turned around and got beat the next two. They need to start coming up with wins somewhere, and they have to be ranked ones. And the problem here is, like, yes, their RBI can be boosted because they have Florida State this weekend, Georgia Tech next weekend, but you also, like, just playing them is going to boost the RPI some, but you have to win some of those games at some point. This isn't one of the last ones in. Yeah, they can't mess around anymore. We keep saying that, like, and this Virginia team is, they were ranked basically second in the country in every preseason poll, and they just haven't shown up. And it's like, when the offense shows up, the pitching lets them down. When the pitching shows up, the offense lets them down. They'll be up, what was it, 9-2 last weekend or 2 weekends ago, and they blew the lead, gave up like 8 runs in the last 2 innings. It's just one of those years where they need to start winning, or this team's not only going to be preseason number two, but they won't make the tournament at all, which would be very bad.
Smitty?
Yeah, pitching's been good. Only given up 4 runs in the last 4 games. A big midweek Florida State, 19-0 against South Florida. What Nick said, I was right on board with him. I mean, when's this team going to finally, you know, catch fire? And they got to go on a run. I think this is a team that – it's going to be very close if they can get into it here. And this is a big series. So UVA really needs to show up, but I just think Florida State's a really good team. So I think UVA gets one, but I think Florida State wins the series.
Yeah. Florida State -270.
I think Virginia needs to win tonight. I think if they lose this one and then they have to go against Arnold, and I would assume, Bellini
and Valencius are going Saturday. Wolfolk versus Arnold is Friday.
Okay. So yeah. I don't think they beat Arnold. Saturday. I don't think they beat Arnold or Bellini. So I think Virginia needs to steal it today.
I think this is a sweep. Let's play a game real quick. Who do you trust? I'm going to give you two teams. You tell me which one you trust more. Georgia Tech or Clemson? Q.
Clemson.
Florida State, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Oof. That's pretty even. I will say North Carolina with a very – it's like 51-49.
North Carolina.
North Carolina, Wake Forest.
North Carolina.
Carolina. That's an easier one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay. Real quick, let's go SEC, because I'm very curious about this.
This one could be all over.
I know. If he knows me, I know where he's going.
Georgia, LSU.
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 Georgia.
Texas, LSU.
LSU.
Texas.
LSU.
We already saw that series, and that was ugly.
Yeah, but I come back around in the playoffs.
Auburn or Ole Miss?
Ooh. I would say Auburn.
Here's what I'm getting at.
I'm going to go Auburn in that, too.
Little drill. Some of these teams are going to be left out. Like, obviously not the ones at the top, but – it's going to become just a bottleneck at the top of the SEC and the ACC for fights for the regional hosting picture. And as we've seen in the past, typically, unless you're Arkansas, that benefits you through the postseason. Mm-hmm. So it's like your season could be over depending on whether you're a national seed or out of that seeding picture. Looking at the ACC and SEC, I mean, do each of these get 5-6 regional hosting spots?
I think SEC probably gets – I think SEC gets 7. And I think ACC right now is in danger of only getting 4.
UNC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's a question because, like, those are your regionals. So you're looking at the 3-team, like Nick mentioned, the last 4 in. I don't think both are getting in, Florida or A&M. Which one gets in?
A&M. But A&M's going to depend so much on their, like, the rest of their schedule. We've talked about this, considering they still have Arkansas, Georgia, and one more huge one. LSU.
Gauntlet schedules.
LSU. Yeah. Florida, yeah, but at least they're up, like, they have the wins, though. Florida is still only at 4, and I think A&M's at 7 now. Yeah. So it's like they're already starting a series sweep ahead, basically.
Sure. No, you're not wrong. It hurt not getting 1 in Tennessee and not getting 1 in Georgia. Like, I think that was a major factor. What did help is the Florida State. Like,
here, one more. Who do you trust more for you three? UC Irvine or Coastal?
Coastal.
UC Irvine.
It could come down to one of those hosting.
I think Coastal has more pitching in terms of a weekend. Irvine has the bats. I don't know if they have the pitching. Coastal has the bats too. Like, from a mid-major standpoint, I'm not saying
they're really that's why
series, but
yeah,
I think Coastal has more depth, and they've been in that spot before. Irvine, man, it's been forever since Irvine's been there, and I love the coach at Coastal. I think that they could make some serious noise.
All right, TCU, UCF. Had to give Big 12 a shout out. Is TCU going to be the, I don't know how many, Big 12 team who gets cracked into the top 25 and then loses? We'll see. Kansas happened last weekend. This UCF team, I really don't know much about them. I haven't followed them as closely as like last year when they had Ben Vespe, which they may still have. I'm not sure, but I've got to believe that TCU kind of rolls here. The projections are pretty tight. The line is TCU minus 154 over 11.5. What are you guys doing here?
So I think Nick alluded to it last show. UCF is a weird place to play in Orlando. Like, they draw a crowd. TCU is kind of Jekyll and Hyde. They're playing really well right now, but they're also the team that you look and you're like, how did you drop that series? And when you put TCU's name there, it kind of makes sense. Central Florida is the opposite, where they play a series and you're like, you let UCF take this series? Like, they're just a scrappy team that doesn't give up. And I think there might be some value tonight in taking them because UCF knows they have to win this series to have any shot.
4-11 in Big 12 play for UCF. They did take game one of the Kansas State series in Manhattan.
They're not terrible. They're not a pushover. If you could catch a plus 1.5, like, that's probably – it's going to be a little juice, but, like, that's probably where I lean tonight. Maybe
minus
like
120 plus 1.5.
That's a good line.
Nikki?
Yeah, UCF is 3-14 in their last 17 games. Like, they're just on a downward spiral. So, this is going to – like, this could be one where the Big 12 is just going to Big 12 again, like it's done all year. Like, as soon as somebody takes over first place in Big 12, you can guarantee them they're going to lose the next weekend. Like, that's just how it's been. Like, it happened with West Virginia. Like, when Arizona came and beat them, it happened with Arizona State when Arizona beat them. Happened with Kansas. Kansas State got beat by Oklahoma State at home. Kansas took over first. TCU beats them. But this UCF team is not your normal UCF team. It is a tough place to play. Like I said, it is. Like, Orlando, it's a weird – like, the crowd will be there even though they're not really great.
Stadium kind of sucks, but there's fine ways to get there.
They're kind of like Tennessee where it's like the fans are right on top of you. It's very, like, shrunken type of stands. So, I don't know. I have to trust. I think TCU might have turned a corner here the last couple of weeks. Tommy Lepore was hitting 100 last weekend. I don't know if that was just, like, a one-off or he felt amazing. But like that, and then Caven Parker seems to be fully healthy again. I really do. I think this TCU team's going to probably – I think unless they completely just crap the bed here in the last few weeks, I think they probably end up winning the Big 12 with the schedule they have left. So, yeah, I trust TCU here. These lines are just – God, they're just so awful. So it's like tough to – it's tough to play them.
Let me tell you about a Big 12 team that I don't think anybody's talking about. They're 10-3 in Big 12 play, 31-4 overall. They're on an 11-game win streak.
West Virginia.
West Virginia Mountaineers.
Yeah.
Is this team legit? We saw them get to the, what, Super Regionals last year?
Yes.
They lost to North Carolina.
Yeah. Had to go back.
Problem is, 31-4, the crazy thing is they're 19-1 on the road, which is insane. But the problem is their non-conference strength of schedule is 259 out of, 307? Yeah. So it's like, are they as good as their record? No. But are they still a top, like, three or four team in the Big 12? Absolutely. And they probably deserve a two seed at some point. RPI being 21, like, that says a lot. If your RPI is 21 and your strength of schedule is that bad, like, that's a good sign. Problem is it's not going to get any better considering they have – who do they have left? They have Cincinnati, UCF, Texas Tech, Kansas State, Kansas. So it's not like they have the toughest road left. Probably at Kansas State will be their toughest one. So it's West Virginia is going to be one of those weird teams this year. But I do think they're in the – if they can finish in the top two in the Big 12, I'm sure they host.
I'm going to look them up.
Smitty, get into this series loss.
Yeah, you know, what I wrote down in my notes here with this – it's kind of what the boys said, you know, UCF 3-7 last 10, not very good in conference play. TCU is 8-2 right now. Very good on the road to 10-3 on the road. You know, I thought it was impressive last week. They swept Kansas and only gave up 6 runs in that, where Kansas is a good team that can really hit the ball, and their pitching showed up. I think TCU is going to get this one. You know, what did the number jump up to?
Right now, 154.
So, yeah, I think this is a good play tonight. I might be on this. I like TCU tonight.
All right, Louisville and Clemson here. And I swear I say it every week, Patrick Forbes is really good. The problem is his offense sucks whenever they need him or they have a good performance for him and they need to score runs. Line is –
it was on him last week, to be fair.
Clemson minus 180 now is up to minus 220.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do here? I trust Clemson a lot more, especially being at home. Better offense.
Yeah.
But Louisville has the bats to score 25 runs in a game and turn around and score one.
Another horribly priced line. Are these the confirmed matchups tonight?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, you have to, it sucks, right? Because Clemson's usually a play by itself, but you kind of have to parlay it. Maybe you do like a West Virginia Clemson parlay and get even money or right around.
I liked it at minus 180 because I really like this Clemson team. I mean, that's pretty still steep, but yeah, Matt, you said it. It really jumped here.
Starting pitchers are still TBA on Clemson's.
I saw that. That's what I was wondering. Are these the starters? Everything's TBA.
Definitely something to monitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lean Clemson here. I know, Patrick Forbes been good. He was not good last week. Like, Louisville put up 11 and lost. They gave up 13. Some of that was the bullpen, obviously, to be fair. Louisville team, we talked about it, is so up and down. Like, you never know what you're getting. They put up 11, then 25, and then 1. And then the best pitching staff they faced in the last few weeks is, like, to be honest, is Western Kentucky during the midweek. Like, I think Western Kentucky, unless I'm wrong, I think they still lead the country in ERA. So it's like that was a great pitching staff. Louisville put up 5. So it's not like they blew the doors off. And Aiden Kinnack's better than anybody Western Kentucky has. So if this is a confirmed one, I like Clemson, but this is another one of those where it's like it's kind of in that same ballpark as Texas. It's like, do I want to put in a parlay a team against Patrick Forbes? That's how I kind of view it personally. Like, even though I do think Clemson's going to win, but it's also I think they're going to win. Like, and it's probably like a 60-40, so that's not like a parlayable piece to me. So it is probably a stay off today, but I do think Clemson wins this series just because they're so much more consistent, especially at home.
Total 13.
Yeah, who shows up?
Yeah.
Clemson could put up 13 on their own, or Louisville could put up 13 on their own, or they could be 5-2.
Smitty, you said you're on Clemson.
Well, I liked it a lot earlier this morning at that number. Because, again, I agree with you guys. You just never know. Louisville is very up and down. I mean, they can score a lot, then they can go away. I like the Clemson team. I've been on them all year. I have a ticket on them to win the World Series. But it's a little – I mean, it has to be a money line parlay play with somebody right now.
Next up, Georgia versus Vanderbilt, hitting versus pitching. Which J.D. Thompson's going to show up here? Brian Curley, J.D. Thompson. Site likes Vandy a little bit, plus 120, some value there on Vandy, plus 1.5 on the run line, minus 120, total of 12. But again, which Georgia shows up? Is it the Georgia that played Arkansas tight and can smash the ball? Or – I mean, what are these field conditions like? I know Vandy has a really tight, like, no foul ground at all. So does that play into this at all for Georgia to have a big offensive performance?
It's a stay away for me. I just can't figure out in my mind, is the Georgia that played last weekend show up, or does college baseball, and this is a – somehow Vanderbilt wins like a 2-1 series, and you bet it all three games and you miss all three of them. It's just a weird game, weird lines for me. Georgia should absolutely house Vanderbilt though.
Nick.
Yeah, I think Georgia wins this one, but it's weird. I think kind of what I'll judge it off of, and just from a baseball standpoint and not looking at numbers, is where Georgia has struggled is like the bigger parks. Like we saw at Texas when they can't rely on the home run. Like, yes, they lost like the game they lost to Arkansas, they still put up runs. Vandy, even as good as their pitching staff is and has been for the last decade, that's still a hitter's ballpark. Like, you see, like, when good offenses go in there, like you've seen the last few years, like last few times Tennessee has gone in there, they've had no issue scoring. I think this is one of those, right? Georgia's offense is better than Vandy's pitching staff. I think I'll put it that way. And do we know that Vandy's offense is better than Georgia's pitching staff? Like, Georgia's pitching staff is not great, but also Vandy's offense is not great. So it's just one of those. I think I trust the best four, like, of the four kind of offense and defense, like, the best one is Georgia's offense and is what I trust the most right now. And they're swinging it well. So I think I would lean Georgia here.
For some context, I mean, we just saw – Arkansas at Nashville, they scored 9 runs in game 1, 6-2, and then 7-3.
Yeah.
And this is the number 2 offense, Georgia's number 1. But can they pitch? Like you said, Vandy struggles to hit. So ask the guy in the Vanderbilt shirt, Mitty.
Yeah, it's you know, I think the guys broke it down pretty well here. And you got a good Georgia team right now. What they did last weekend, big midweek win against Georgia Tech. Also, you know, Vandy's just a team that is going to have to scrap for some runs here. But I think the bats will be a little bit too much for Georgia over Vandy in this. I think Georgia gets the series.
Should be a very interesting SEC pick'em week. I feel like we're all going to be pretty opposite.
And that show, is Curley starting game 1?
It looks like it.
That's what I heard.
I guess just because he had that short outing, I guess, against Arkansas, which was ugly. So I guess that's probably why. Most ready.
Next up, we have Alabama and LSU. And LSU.
Whoa.
Tyler Faye, starting for Alabama.
Wow.
I guess they're going to keep their guys on regular rotation and just throw game one. LSU minus 330 on DraftKings, minus 2.5 on the run line. I actually think LSU probably, you can lay the minus 2.5. I think they come out just guns blazing after getting swept last weekend. Cade Anderson's probably going to pitch 7 or 8 innings and be normal Cade Anderson. We know LSU can score runs, better and weighted runs created. I wouldn't be surprised if LSU wins this game like 7-2, 7-3, something like that. Q?
Yeah, I've already bet the LSU in a money line parlay, and I'll probably play the minus 2.5. This is a very bad time to be the Alabama Crimson Tide traveling to Alice Box. Like, the worst thing possible was LSU getting swept last weekend, and then you have to come in and play. And Zane Adams, back-to-back tough starts. Does he bounce back this weekend? We don't know. Obviously, Tyler Faye's going tonight. But Alabama is starting, you know, to have some dents in their armor for what they looked like, you know, to begin the season. They're kind of coming back down to earth. Still a quality team, still improvement from last year, but they're starting to come back down a little bit, and LSU is going to take the series.
Even game two with Einstein versus Adams still heavily favors LSU. Nick?
Yeah, I haven't played anything yet, but I'm looking – I'm going to be on LSU some way, whether it is part of the money line parlay or the minus 2.5. Yeah, this is a mismatch right now. LSU, you mentioned going into Bama going into Alex Box. That place is going to be rowdy, knowing that they need to get wins. Just after – they've kind of struggled the last few weeks. I think they're better than they've been playing recently. Cade Anderson's going to step back up. He had a little bit of an off day against Auburn. I don't think we see that twice in a row. I think last week was more and we talked about it in last week's show. How is he going to respond after throwing 136 pitches against Texas? Well, he kind of got lit up against Auburn, and it was early. That kind of happens. So, like, fatigue happens. He's a college kid, and it was on whatever, like, the six days rest. So it's a little bit different. I think in this Bama team right now, their offense has not been – first half of the season offense anymore. Like, outside of obviously Justin LeBron is still ridiculous. Bonamalo has been good at the top of the lineup, but outside of like maybe two or three guys, this offense really has not been hitting lately. And this is not the pitching staff you want to see when you're struggling on offense, especially been striking out a lot. So yeah, LSU, this should be, we all say this now, this will be one of the Alabama steals, but yeah, again, I'm going to be on LSU somehow.
Smitty.
Yeah, same thing. I was shocked again. I was really surprised on Sunday. I told Q on the phone, I think it was yesterday, that I couldn't believe LSU lost Sunday, you know, losing the first two. I thought they'd bounce back. Yeah. And I think Bama's in trouble this weekend. I think LSU will come out. And I think they put up about 8 or 10 runs midweek against a team. But I think this is a good spot for them. And again, looking at our numbers, I think this will be a money line parlay with a team, or like you said, if it's minus 2.5 or something like that. I'll be on LSU in some way tonight also.
LSU still trying to fight their way back into the SEC picture. 10-5, Texas at 13-2 sits at the top. So a big series sweep could put LSU right back into the running. Let's go a little West Coast, Oregon at – actually, they're playing in Eugene, but they're not the road team.
I don't even have a line for it, so I'll be honest. I didn't look too much in it.
Let me look at this real quick.
I glanced at it today. I thought it was at UCLA, but
– I'm pulling it up.
Oh, this is a Friday game. So
yeah, it says Eugene.
Hmm.
Yeah, Eugene for.
But UCLA is the home team.
Does this have anything to do with UCLA and their permitting on the stadium? Because that was a thing preseason. Their stadium was like incorrectly permitted, and the cat like I guess the county or whatever was taking it back over, saying it shouldn't have been on the land. I'm totally unrelated, or could be related. I'm just because, like, why would a team be a home team?
Yeah, and it doesn't say, like, so normally, even if they were, like, playing at home, it would say at UCLA, even if they're playing at home. Like, on Warren Nolan, it doesn't have the at, so it has it as a home game for Oregon, and has all three being in Eugene. And they're Big Ten games, so I don't think they would do, like, a Big Ten game, like, being on the road, but also being the home team would be, that wouldn't be very fair. So that would be.
It's like a regional thing.
Where did you see UCLA was at home? Is it just the book has it backwards, maybe?
No, because I don't have lines yet. I think it was
D1. Oh, yeah, because it's tomorrow.
D1 schedule had them as the home team.
Yeah, I think they just had it backwards. Let me look it up on UCLA's Twitter. Yeah, no, it just says weekend series at Oregon.
I mean, both these teams, 124 or 142, dyslexic, and weighted runs created.
Great series.
Should be a tight series. We're going to see which team is legit. So I think both of them are kind of neck and neck in that Big Ten race. UCLA with Cholowski. It's been good.
Mm-hmm.
But Oregon's pitching. They're a lot better.
It's going to be interesting.
Smitty, you got anything on that one?
No, I mean, this is a weird one. You know, I told Q the other day I was mad that I was going to take Oregon State against UCLA, and I'm a little upset I didn't. But I watched a little bit of Oregon playing the Hoyas on Monday afternoon. That was a little Monday afternoon baseball, but nothing right now. I'll see what the line is tomorrow then on this and maybe make a decision.
And then last up, we've got Hawaii, UC Irvine. We talk about the Rainbow Warriors being really good at home. Can they take it on the road to Irvine? This pitching staff for Hawaii kind of gives me a reason to want to back Hawaii at plus, I think they were like plus 230. Plus 220 right now, minus 298 for Irvine. The site likes Irvine at that number. I mean, they're pretty much in unison there, 320 and 300. You guys doing anything on this one?
Yeah, it's a Thursday series start, and Irvine is going to throw Hanson. I actually had it pulled up.
Yeah, see who Hawaii's throwing, because they've been moving. Takamoto gets moved around some since he's a two-way guy. I'm interested to see what they do since it's a Thursday start.
Yeah, I had that wrong in the preview.
I just had it looked up too.
Let's see. I think Hawaii could take one. I just don't know which one it is.
I'm mad at Hawaii right now because they actually won a game two. Because they won a game Tuesday. Kept me from a 4-0 day, freaking USC, blowing a lead in the ninth.
Got me.
Yeah, blowing a lead in the ninth inning, that close to 4-0 day. So they're in my bad graces right now, in a good way.
Smitty,
but yeah, you see Irvine
takes. There you go. It's Riley Kelly's throwing for Irvine.
No shock there.
Takamoto for Hawaii.
Takamoto is throwing, so it's one versus one.
Yeah.
It's a little better.
I think Irvine's just going to be too much offensively for Hawaii. If this game was played on the island, I think it's a little different. But Irvine is just so high right now to be able to play home. Hawaii's had success over here on the mainland, but I think this is kind of where they catch a loss. And Irvine at least takes tonight.
Yeah, 10-3 at home. I would do a money line parlay with Irvine in this one with somebody.
I don't know. Something about the Rainbow Warriors. Test the legitimacy of Irvine. But they could sweep them. It wouldn't surprise me. All right, let's get into the SEC series. Pick 'em. Ole Miss, South Carolina. I'm going to go Ole Miss 2-1.
Ole Miss 2-1.
Same.
Man, I got to catch up in this. Arkansas let me down last week in Kentucky.
Steady, go get the boys. I tried to tell you all.
Oh, man. Well, I got to do this. I'll go Ole Miss. Sweet.
Auburn versus Texas.
Texas 2-1.
Texas. I'm going to Auburn 2-1.
All right. Texas 2-1.
Yeah, I would. If you asked me last weekend, I would have said Texas 3-0. But like I said, I'm done disrespecting Auburn, so I think they get one. So I'll say Texas 2-1.
Auburn's on a 6-game win streak. There's one team in the SEC who's got a better win streak. Anybody want to guess who it is?
A&M.
Yeah. 7 straight.
Only because I saw it this morning.
Come on, Nick. Don't do that. Just you're on it. You're on it. I'm the same. 2-1 Texas.
Georgia at Vandy. I'm going to go Georgia 2-1.
This is going to separate Nick and I.
Yeah. I don't know if we're doing the same thing or not.
I'm going to man, I don't like this pick at all, but I think this is how the weekend goes. I think Vandy 2-1.
Ooh. See, I was going to go different from Q and go Georgia 3-0, but now I will go Georgia 2-1. Play a little defense.
Vandy 2-1.
Ooh.
He had to pick him. He's wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
This series, I knew that A&M would figure it out by this series. It's really starting to worry me. But with Gage Wood coming back, I think he's going to fill that hole that Gackle was really struggling to fill. Feel like he's going to get a little Hagan Smith treatment where goes starter, struggles, bullpen, then back in the starting role next year. I think Root and Wood, we can trust. Bottlesheys on Sunday will be the toss-up. I'm going to go Arkansas 2-1.
I'm going to go Arkansas 2-1. I actually think Root gets banged up in the other two win on Saturday and Sunday.
Nick?
Yeah, I think A&M gets Sunday. I think Miles Patton has just been better than Biology's recently, if not all seasons. I think A&M knows they have to get – this is one where A&M just needs one game in this series, and I think they do get one. So it's Arkansas 2-1 for me.
Arkansas 2-1.
I was hoping one of y'all would pick a sweep just to keep that on the table. Alabama versus LSU. I'm going to go LSU sweep.
Yeah, I'm going LSU sweep.
Dang, I thought we were going to be different on that.
I will. See, I went LSU sweep last week, and then they got swept. So that didn't work out. So I'll go LSU. Gosh. I'll go LSU 2-1. I do want to be a little bit different here on this one.
You're probably going to get
sad. I think Bama could have one of those breakout. Like, one of these games could end up like 12-10 and just go either way. So I think that's – I think I'll take Bama to win one.
Let's go. I'll go with Nick. I'll go 2-1 LSU.
Oklahoma versus Missouri. Ooh. Oklahoma 3-0. Missouri's giving me no reason.
Have we ever taken Mizzou in any? I think it's been a sweep every time this year.
They're 0-15. Yes,
I did pick them to win one. I think
against Florida, I think is who it was.
Do we know if Kyson's throwing tonight, tomorrow? Like,
does it matter?
Well,
it might. This would be one where it's I don't know.
Feels like Missouri gets one at home.
Old school Big 12 matchup.
Crossland looks like he's going tonight.
Okay, so it'll be him, Kaisen, Malachi. Yeah, I'll go Oklahoma 3-0. This is when Missouri gets one. You know it.
Until Missouri gets one, I can't pick them. Yeah, Crossland was great. Beat J.D. Thompson last Friday. Obviously, yeah. Tyson's going to – like Missouri's not going to hit Tyson Weatherspoon. So, yeah, maybe Missouri ends up – somehow, like, snow flurries come back in, like, in late April or something. But, no, I think it's Oklahoma 3-0. Just can't pick Mizzou until
– Missouri's starting Brady Kellenbrink, who has an 11-12 ERA.
So, you're saying he'll go 7 innings tonight?
He will throw 9 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Through 7 scoreless.
It's going to be a 4-3 game.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to – let's relegate them already. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
3-0, Oklahoma.
I can't wait for this next one because Smitty has to pick Kentucky because he's wearing that. But can you? Kentucky, Tennessee. I'm going Tennessee sweep.
Sweeper for the old Vols. I Kentucky just doesn't have it.
Yeah, do you see all the crazy stat that I posted on Twitter last weekend? That Kentucky has somehow led in every single SEC game this year, and yet they're 500.
You dumb thing. Like,
it's
the only reason.
Crazy.
Kentucky but is just that.
There's annoying. They're just, team, yes, though. They're so and annoying.
It works for them. It like, does. They defy statistics.
They win on bunts. They win on steals. Like,
they should have beaten Texas is the thing. They really let that series slip away.
Yeah, but Texas also fumbled a bunt, and if they don't, they win that too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I think Tennessee sweeps them. Kentucky doesn't have much success either coming to Tennessee. It's a rivalry down here. Like, this place will be, as if it's not always packed, it'll be extra – not just packed, yeah, but rowdy, especially like the student section. So, yeah, I think it's – I hate to say it this way, but there's no way they beat Liam Doyle with Kentucky's offense the way it is right now. And, yeah, Marcus Phillips, I expect to rebound. Sunday would be the one where, like, Kentucky, kind of like they did against Texas, where they make it like a scrappy, weird Sunday game. But I don't want to put it out there too much, but watch out for A.J. Russell Sunday.
Smitty, deliver the blow.
Man, this hat looks beautiful. Looks good. Love the color. Love the fans. Love this team. Bunt, steal, right up my alley. That's the way I like baseball. Kentucky, 2-1. We're going to pull it off this weekend. Let's go.
He said we.
I tried to talk.
I'm going to be yelling really loud in my basement.
Kentucky winning 1, but I just couldn't get there. Nice. Mississippi State versus Florida. This is the one that if I got to pick one that I didn't want any part of, it would be this one. Yeah. I would say Mississippi State probably wins 2 comfortably. So I'll go State 2-1.
I'm going to go Florida 2-1. I think they need it more.
We definitely need it more.
Missouri needs it more too.
It's not, listen here. I'm going to say Florida is elite, but State is not as good as advertised. They have one pitcher, and Hunter Hines is hit or miss. Like, he's either on for 3 home runs or he's Adam Dunn with 5 Ks. They can beat State.
So I would say Florida would be on par right now with probably South Carolina, and I don't think they're as good as Bama. And then the last 2 weekends, State took the series, did they sweep or took 2 of 3 from South Carolina? Might have swept. No, because there was a weird game in the middle. Yeah, it was 2 of 3, and they took 2 of 3 last weekend as well against Bama. So I think Mississippi State is just playing better right now. I know Florida's offense has kind of picked up a bit. I think State wins it. I think Pico Cone wins Friday, and then I think they steal one of the next 2 days. So I think I'll go State 2-1.
Mississippi State has the second best pitching staff in the country.
Yeah, crazy.
And you may not believe
it. If I was Florida, I'm sorry, Smitty. If I was Florida, I would absolutely give away game 1, and I would throw Liam Saturday, Aiden King Sunday.
Yeah, but that's not in Sully's DNA.
No, it's
which game does Sully get tossed in this? The Sully, if they're down, which game does Sully get tossed in this weekend? It'll be one. If they lose the first two, he'll get thrown out Sunday.
Yeah,
mark it. That should be available on DraftKings. Will Sully get thrown out Sunday?
Yeah, I like it.
2-1 Mississippi State.
You're a bad friend.
So Q's the only one.
Guess what? You go get that chair yourself.
Well, that wraps it up. You guys have any other matchups that you guys want to talk about?
Nah.
Close it out.
Like things we can pull up.
I mean, we could sit here for an hour.
I love it. I love being able to talk baseball the day of baseball. It's fresh. This West Virginia team intrigues me.
I'll give you one. Arizona, BYU. It's one of the few.
They're playing Cincinnati, who they should blow out.
Yeah, I like West Virginia in a parlay. Arizona is one of the few I think you could sneak a single game play in. 170.
Minus 252 on the site.
I do like McKinney. BYU gives up a ton of runs.
Beautiful park to play at.
It is. Yeah. Sunny with a chance of snow, I guess.
I would say a game I think is backwards, but it's because of pitching only. Cal Poly at UC Santa Barbara. Cal Poly's been the better team under. All year. Maybe an under. This is one I'm looking at.
Over under the line, but
it's 10, so it is pretty low. But yeah, Cal Poly plus 100, UC Santa Barbara minus 130.
Pitchers.
I mean, we know who's going for Santa Barbara. Yeah. Let me see if Cal Poly's posted it. Yeah. Game notes, sweet. It is. Nope, they don't have it listed.
I think out of.
Oh, well, yeah. Griffin Ness.
Oh, I mean, it's pretty correctly priced. The under 10 seems pretty spot on as well.
I think a nice team for a money line parlay is Arizona State tonight against Texas Tech.
Poor Texas Tech.
Sorry, Ryan Hyde.
Yeah,
that's cool. And I'll tell you, I got two more. Just I'm going to look a little bit more for moneyline parlay pieces. Memphis is at home against Rice. Rice is a really bad team. I'm not saying Memphis is great either, but Memphis took, I think, two last weekend against Florida Atlantic. That's a really good, I think, overall pretty good baseball team. And Baylor, I think Baylor at home against Utah is a good piece, I think, also. That's three that I kind of wrote down. I might try to match up.
I would agree, Baylor, for sure. It depends if who's Baylor's throwing, though. Are they throwing their ace tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of these, what we've said today is we got to get some who's throwing in some of these games. It'd be nice if they start coming out with some of that info here.
ETSU throwing Carter Fink versus Mercer Colton Cosper.
This could be an over. I was looking at this one. 11.5.
Mercer's stymie at home. Like they're
I like that East. I've been excuse me. I played East Tennessee State twice last weekend in parlay. Now I know they got me midweek here. I thought they were going to hang a little better against Virginia Tech, but I did look at this one too. Nick, I know you were on that over in that East Tennessee State game midweek. That was a good call by you. So
11.5 as the over under.
Yeah, I'm probably going to play that.
I think I've talked myself into betting Auburn plus 170. I think it's just too high.
Grissom hates Texas. Note it.
It's kind of in my DNA. Texas, LSU. Hatred. But respect.
But respect.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. Good luck. If you have not joined the clubhouse, we'll post all of our plays in it shortly. Until next week, cash some tickets and go order these baseball packs from Diamond Classics at Home Field Apparel. Insiders 20, get 20% off. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next week.